On the phone, we have Armin Donnellian. He's going to be in charge of, or he has been curating the Hudson Jazz Festival, which takes place the weekend of February 14th through 16th at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York. Welcome aboard, Armin.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
What can you tell us about the Hudson Jazz Festival?
Well, the Hudson Jazz Festival occurs this weekend, and on Friday starts off with Amy Allen is her name. She's a beautiful vocalist from Pittsburgh, actually, and has spent a lot of time in Europe, playing in clubs in France and elsewhere. And I'll be accompanying her with Jay Anderson on bass and Jeff Siegel on drums. And it's a stellar trio. We're going to be playing a lot of Amy's originals with original lyrics and some standards and a few of my tunes. And then on Saturday is going to be the Piano Summit, which will feature Francesca Tanksley on solo piano, Kevin Hayes, and a Brazilian pianist named Cidinho Teixeira, who's a powerhouse and not to be missed. And by the way, Kevin is also a Grammy winner. So it's going to be a great concert. And then on Saturday evening, the headliner for the festival is tenor saxophonist from Texas, Mr. Billy Harper. Billy has played with Elvin Jones, Thad Jones, Mal Lewis, Max Roach, and any number of great musicians. And he leads his own quintet featuring his gospel-infused hard bop. And it's just very fiery and at the same time, beautifully expressive music. Incidentally, Billy also played with Lee Morgan, who is the subject of the film. I called him Morgan. That's going to be afternoon, actually Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, running until 1. And Billy will stick around, produce the film, and take a few questions. And then following the film, there'll be the final concert featuring a Balkan brass band called Slavic Soul Party. And it's just an incredible marching and singing and dancing. And it's just a very energetic and lively group, and featuring the music of the Middle East. And in addition to the concerts and the film, I'll be leading a workshop with my partner, Mark Momas. Played together for many years. He's an incredible saxophonist, and we lead the Hudson Jazz Workshop. So we'll be doing the workshop for youth on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And it's a free workshop, but registration is required. So if anyone is interested, you should please go to Hudson Hall. There'll be information there on how they can register for the workshop. It's open to participants from on up, and adults are also encouraged to participate. It's going to be hands-on workshop, so bring your instruments, and we'll learn about improvisation and standards and how to play in an ensemble together. In addition to that, this will be the fine food of the restaurant Back Bar in Hudson. Throughout the festival, it'll be serving delicious Asian, spicy, and savory dishes. Available throughout the evening and the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday. So that's it in a nutshell.
Sounds great. Now, we're speaking with Armin Donnellian, who is the curator of the Hudson Jazz Festival, which takes place this weekend, February 14th through 16th in Hudson, New York. Just a hop, skip, and a bit of a jump from the Capital Region. but well within range. What brought you to doing this, Armin? Have you done festivals like this before? I know you're a pianist and perform a lot. Have you produced events like this before?
Well, as a matter of fact, back in the 80s, I produced a series in New York called the Rhythm Section Plus One series, in which I invited well-known jazz artists to perform with me and teach at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music. And so when I was asked by Hudson Hall to curate the festival, well, it was both an honor and a great privilege, but at the same time, it gave me delight to be able to once again be in a position where I could bring together and organize an event such as this. And so it just got my mind going to all these like what-if scenarios. And so we started out 2 years ago with the first Hudson Jazz Festival, and it's been going strong ever since. And the turnout has been just amazing, and the enthusiasm for jazz in the Hudson area has been remarkable. So it's both a pleasure for me, but it also, I feel, a service to the community and the jazz lovers that exist in that area.
That's interesting, because when you look at the world of jazz radio, for example, it seems to be on the ropes. There's fewer stations that are playing jazz as a mixed format, and not that many doing full-time jazz. And so I was wondering what the audience is like for jazz, particularly outside of New York City in the major population centers. There's a fair amount of jazz around the New York capital region, but it's certainly not as vibrant in New York. So it's interesting to hear that it's doing so well in Hudson.
Well, that's an interesting point, because jazz is an underserved art form in the upstate New York region. And I felt that this was a great opportunity to both entertain as well as educate a new audience. And so this is a catchphrase, edutainment, E-D-U-T-A-I-N. And that's the kind of approach that I think of when I'm selecting artists for the festival. And I want to, both, bring enjoyment, but at the same time cultivate and nourish the jazz awareness.
Yeah, that's great. Well, the Hudson Hall is an amazing place to do it. From 20 years or more of being fairly decrepit, they've really come roaring back. They've done a great renovation there. What's it like to experience jazz in the newly renovated Hudson Hall?
Oh, it's wonderful, Steve. The Hudson Hall is it's a world-class venue. The hall itself is originally a speaker's hall dating back to the 1850s. And so it's very historic. People like Susan B. Anthony and Teddy Roosevelt had given speeches there on their tours, through the New England area. So it has naturally great acoustics, but they've done a great job in and lighting, and they just did a beautiful job renovating the interior of the hall, which is just immaculate in the appointments. So it both looks and sounds great, and it's a pleasure to play there. They have a great piano and sound engineers first rate. So from a musician's perspective, you couldn't ask for a better place to play. And then for the audience, it's, you can see the stage from anywhere in the hall. So there's no pillars, blocking your view. And the staff there is first rate. The Hudson Hall staff just works tirelessly, producing, one event after another, not only jazz, but theater, dance, all kinds of offerings for the community. And they even have other workshops, drawing workshops and dance workshops and so on. So I can't say enough good things about Hudson Hall.
Great. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Armin Donnellian, who is the curator of the Hudson Jazz Festival. Catch it this weekend in Hudson. Go to hudsonhall.org for more information.